Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9, another edition of the Friday Morning Mixtape. I am your host, Matt MacArthur. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. Usually I've been doing this show alone, solitary, all by myself, very lonely situation, but now I have got one of my best friends in the entire world, Drew MacDonald, in the studio with me today.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent, excellent. And so, just to give a little bit of background, you did some things in the old CITR?
I went through the training process and, you know, was on air a couple times. This is probably going on 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And definitely missed being behind the microphone and couldn't turn down the opportunity when you invited me to come join you and play some music and...
Excellent. Excellent. And we've got some music today. And we're, you know, when I started doing the program, I had some themes and then I basically kind of ran through them all, kind of ran out of ideas. So I've just been sort of randoming it since then. But we do have a very solid theme today. And what is that theme?
Well, the theme is the best of 2016, which sounds a little, you know, the best of 2016. When you look back, there isn't so much best to look back on. But this year, I thought personally, musically, was one of my favorite years in probably the past 10 years.
Yeah, like music was probably the only good thing to happen in 2016. And we've got a lot. We've got definitely a lot to play. I'm sure we'll be jibber jabbering, you know, as the show wears on. And I'll start things off and we'll sort of volley back and forth as the show goes on. I'm going to start with one of my favorite sort of more underground sort of records of the year. Have you heard of a band called Graftician?
I have not.
Well, it's more of like a one woman project, but she's local. She's from Vancouver and I think she actually is studying architecture here at UBC as well. She put out this record earlier called Wander Weave. It's mainly sort of like laid back kind of electronic sort of music, but it's very kind of almost jazzy, especially when you hear her sing. Like, it's very, very cool. So I'm very pleased to sort of spin this for you. This is Hard in Love by Graftician on CITR 101.9.
You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Heavy rocks and thoughts that had to drop. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Even though I said I was never gonna give it up. Gravity knew me better than all my proud standing days. The will does find a way. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Even though I said I didn't know or need the stuff. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Like arrogant dreams, I have these arrogant dreams that you might stay with me. They say all good things must come to an end. But when I think of losing this, I get a chill on my skin. I never understood what's a big deal about all this love shit. Now I'm so into it, baby.
When I made my bed, there
cannot have seen myself here in a place I've been before, seeing everything all over as if I could really know, as if I'm showing you. Say it's about time, but you know I'm not used to having enough, and there is nowhere I need to go, and there is nothing left to do, and I'm sitting watching myself, watching you.
Watching the Waiting by Y Oak off of this year's surprise album release, Tween, which was a record they put together from basically bits and bobs. It's sort of like an odds and ends record, like much like Incesticide or Dead Letter Office, you know, those kinds of records that are like, here's all the stuff we, you know, just had lying around. But yeah, and Tween is sort of like that sort of in-between period as well, where you're sort of working on stuff. And it was also like a surprise album release. And Drew, what are your thoughts on sort of like the surprise album release? Because this is a very new thing.
It is a new thing. And there's so many artists that really kind of embrace it. I mean, like the first artist we all remember that kind of really, embraced the surprise album release in a major way was a couple of years ago when Beyonce came out with that self-titled album that blew everyone's mind. And of course, what again this year? She does it again with an HBO, special on top of it, kind of showcasing all the videos, as well as you have an artist like Frank Ocean, who people have been, you know, chomping at the bit for his album for years and years and years, and comes out with not just one, but two albums, almost as a way of kind of screwing over his record label so he could release his own album on his own terms and release this other album under their terms. So that was pretty interesting as well. And then there's also been a few surprise acts that I didn't expect coming out this year. So separate from surprise album releases, but this act coming up here is a duo. But the female part of this duo is actually Vanessa Williams' daughter. So
really,
yeah. So
like Save the Best for Last, Vanessa Williams.
That's the one, one and only.
Eraser. She starred in Eraser as well.
That's the one.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love that movie.
Close to my heart.
I love that movie.
And so what I'm going to play for you guys right now is a song called Jump High by Lion Babe. And you'll enjoy a couple things about this. Number one, there's a Childish Gambino verse in this as well. And everyone's loving him.
Sweet.
Who also just came out with an album today.
Today.
So everyone's pretty excited about that. And and on top of that, you'll notice some Nina Simone sample going on in the background, too. A good way to start the morning.
Sweet. Yeah, fire it away. Fire it away. Weaves with Tick from their self-titled Weaves on CITR 101.9. You're listening to the Friday Morning Mixtape with Matt MacArthur and my guest Drew McDonald.
Yo, yo, yo.
Before that, he spun another song from an artist called Lion Babe, a song called Jump High. And, you know, all the songs we're playing today, it's the only thing worth celebrating in 2016, music.
I have to agree with that.
Yes. And, yeah, so some more background on my guest, Drew McDonald. We, at the beginning of this year, we started doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? Yeah, Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
Yeah, Mixtapes with Mick and Mac, because Matt's last name is MacArthur, my last name is McDonald.
Yeah.
Heavy, strong Scottish heritage going on. There's a lot of Scottishness going on inside of this booth right now.
Yeah, very. It's very strong in here.
Smells of haggis.
Yeah. Haggis and just all kinds of stuff. And so we had churned out about three episodes, and then, you know, in the fashion of this year, there's sort of a pause button sort of put on everything creative and anything that had to do with anything good. And in the meantime, I had sort of secured this spot from the show that was formerly on here, a comedy show called Vancouver Right. Much thanks to Alex for getting me on, and sorry for your quick exit. But now I'm in this spot and, you know, on the cusp of sort of, you know, getting this to be a permanent thing. And I thought, I got to bring my buddy Drew in here. Because, you know, this is a way to sort of do our podcast live on the air, to play lots of great music, and just have fun, you know?
And just be buds on the air.
Just to be total buds.
And most of you guys don't know this, but when Matt and I are not discussing music, we are usually out purchasing music.
A
lot of music. Spend a lot of time in record stores. I think we've explored every record store in the city together numerous times.
Yes.
And dumped tons of money. And then
lots of money.
And then immediately thereafter go to each other's houses and listen to said records.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about how awesome, awful, ridiculous, etc. that they all are.
Totally, totally. Actually, just listen to that that Yukon record that you pawned off on us. That
Off? It was purchased with the intention of making its way to your house. It was Yukon, like old, essentially like folk traditionals from the Yukon Gold Rush era, and they're amazing.
Yeah,
I might add.
It was great. It was a very great purchase, and I'm a huge fan of the Yukon myself. So it was much needed. But yeah, like that's the thing. Like we go to record stores, we find treasures that we're legitimately after, and then we find treasures that are sort of really off and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they might be warped and scratched. The music might be just warped and scratched and damaged to begin with.
Yeah.
But it's a source of unending joy.
Yeah.
So we will have some more music for you coming up, but we will take a quick break. And I will, let's see, what am I going to throw down here? I think I might throw some Black Mountain down.
Whoa, things are going to get sludgy in here.
It's going to get real sludgy in here. So look forward to that. And Mixtapes will be back after this break.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down.
Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You're waking the neighbors! No!
The Alliance for Arts and Culture has launched a new project called Spacefinder. It's a free-to-list, free-to-search database that helps artists find spaces they need for performance, rehearsal, exhibition, and more. You can search by area, price, and space needs. go to bc.spacefinder.org to find or list your space now.
A woman smiled at me and said, is there anything you'd like to know about the neighborhood?
Constellations, Black Mountain, one of my favorite Vancouver bands, another sort of vinyl favorite that I picked up. It's a double. I don't know if it necessarily needed to actually, if it's actually long enough to be a double, but I think being the classic rock nerds that they are, they just was like, oh, okay, we'll just like subdivide all the songs.
You can't be classic rock proggy without a double album. It's just what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Plus the great thing about a double album, or at least one that's sort of sequenced like one, is that you got, you know, plenty of time to absorb the music as you're flipping the side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just listening to the Godspeed You Black Emperor album from last year at home on vinyl, and always forget that you have to go over and actually stop the record from playing and flipping it over, because when side one ends, it doesn't really end. You just get the same loop of noises.
It just continues on.
But you just kind of sit there for like 20 minutes without it, and you're like, wait a minute, how long is this side of, how long is this song? Oh, I need to flip it over myself and not, and actually hit the stop button.
Yeah, yeah.
And similar down the there's actually been a lot of really fun prog acts that have come out this year. And one of the ones that I think is a lot of fun, my boyfriend hates this song, but I love it. So this one's getting dedicated to him, but it's a band called Haken, and it's a song called Earthrise. And I think we watched the music video for this song together, which is also incredibly epic.
Yeah, we watched the video. These guys are very, very proggy, very, very kind of nerdy vibe to them for sure. But they're kind of unashamed of that, and I think you got to be.
I think so too. And they have like this fun 80s synth vibe going on with them as well. So I'm going to let everyone enjoy this right now. This is Earthrise by Haken.
Yeah. If you should ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes, she'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I do like to waltz with a log driver, for he goes burling down and down Whitewater. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down Whitewater. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. When the drive's nearly over, I like to go down and watch all the lads while they work on the river. I know that come evening they'll be in the town, and we all want to waltz with the log driver, for he goes burling down and down Whitewater. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down Whitewater. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Please both my parents I've had to give away and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay, for there's none with the style of my log driver, for he goes burling down and down Whitewater. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down Whitewater. The log driver the waltz pleases girls completely. I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but none is so fine as my lad on the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver, for he goes burling down and down Whitewater. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down Whitewater. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Burling down and down Whitewater. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burling down and down Whitewater. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
The Log Driver's Waltz, a Canadian classic.
A Canadian classic. So that was done by The Hidden Cameras, a Toronto favorite, and they came out with an album this year called Home on Native Land that I absolutely love. Those of you that aren't familiar with Hidden Cameras, they've been around for a while, but they are self-proclaimed gay church music. And if you don't know that song, normally that song is sung by a female vocalist singing about the log driver that, you know, dances so well. And in this case, this is, you know, this is The Hidden Cameras turning it on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you, anyone here could hear some of the voices in the background as well, but Feist was also featured on that, as well as good old Rufus, Rufus Wainwright.
Canadian royalty.
Canadian royalty.
I know, that was such a great, great choice. And like, you know, because I was trying to get a song all queued up and we had a little bit of silence there, but you know, whatever, it's radio.
Exactly,
it's
right?
Live. So that was a great, great choice to pick that. It's a National Film Board classic.
Right. Those of you that haven't, those of you that are too young to remember the National Film Board animated series, there are some incredible shorts, like The Cat Came Back and The Sweater. The hockey sweater.
Yeah.
And of course, Log Driver's Waltz. And so take a moment and look at, I still have Leonard Maltin's National Film Board favorites VHS tape kicking around somewhere with all those shorts on it. It's, yeah, the best.
Nice. I know, yeah, because I know a lot of them you can still watch on YouTube, but yeah, on VHS it might be fun. You might have to bring that over.
Absolutely, have a viewing party.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a quick break. Or actually, hold on, we're not gonna take a quick break. Before that, we played a band called Haken with a really awesome, perky little song called Earthrise.
Perky. I like the way you said that.
It's very perky. you know, very prog, very kind of, you know, like progressive sort of metal-y, but very, very perky, very upbeat, very synthy at times, very 80s.
Oh, there's one piece in there that just kind of sounds like Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox. And I'm like, how did they manage to throw this in the last minute of the song? But I'll take it.
Yeah, and I know. It's very interesting, like, that sort of there's a lot of sort of, do you find that there's a lot of sort of 80s sort of centric things going on in the sort of 2016 music sphere?
Well, it's so funny because I thought that we hit, you know how everything kind of comes in cycles, and I thought we hit our 80s peak in the 2000s when, you know, like the electroclash scene was kind of happening and punk in 80s was sort of coming back in full force, and then all the like the indie dance scene of the late 2000s.
Yeah.
And so I thought, hey, you know, this is it. This is all the 80s influence we're going to get. Now we're getting jumping full on into 90s. And although the 90s has been heavily influencing the last few years of music, there's something about really synth heavy music this last year.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite albums are these albums that just sound like they soundtrack 80s movies, including the soundtrack of the TV show Stranger Things.
Yes, that's been a big thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the times being so like weird and apocalyptic and doomy that, you know, when people are dancing and people have the, like all the synths and the drum machines going and they're dancing, they're not afraid, you know.
Maybe that's it.
They're not afraid. And so we're going to come back with some more music after the break. We've got some good stuff here. Not only is it fun compiling the music, but it's actually fun compiling the breaks because you can get to like sort of choose what you want. And we'll actually talk a little bit about something in the break after the break.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
If you want it, if you want it, we're gonna have to take it from me. If you want it,
Antony by Twin River, another Vancouver-based band. You are listening to CITR 101.9, the morning mixtape with Matt MacArthur and my guest, Drew McDonald.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Before that, we had the latest from the Sam Roberts Band, a single called If You Want It from Terraform. I'm sort of just started listening to the record. The last record he released was one called Low Fantasy that was like super dancey, not dancey per se, but like really just like
upbeat,
upbeat, very incredible record. Me and my girlfriend Jen basically we are still listening to that record because it's just so darn good. So my initial impressions of Terraform is that's really like psychedelic and very like very very echoey and stuff like that. Still's got that kind of low fantasy vibe. But I think I need a couple more spins to get into it. But anything from Sam Roberts to me is great because I'm Canadian.
He's really consistent too. I'm always impressed with how well he does.
Mm-hmm. And it's great live too. Great live.
Mm-hmm. I also wanted to mention something as well. Matt, you threw on an ad and it was for, Russian Tim's Rocket from Russia.
Yes.
His awesome punk rock show.
A very enjoyable show.
It's a great show. And, it's just funny cause Tim and I used to work together back in the good old days when there was a big three-story HMV before it was a Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
In the land of music and movies and a big group of, you know, 60 plus people working there all nerding out at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of fun to hear his voice. It's always fun to hear his voice on the radio because that guy is definitely one of the best.
He's very hilarious.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, in lieu of you know, Rocket from Russia and an awesome punk rock show, I'm going to play an awesome punk rock band from Los Angeles. This is an all-female band called Bleached, and this is a song called Keep On Keeping On to really pump up everybody and get them woken up this morning.
Get a little sugar in your coffee.
Yeah.
Sela, A Tribe Called Red, featuring
Tanya Tagak.
Yeah, very. That was really cool, actually. That was really cool. Just like the way they mixed up the beats and the throat singing and just all the weird stuff there.
Well, absolutely. They're like two Canadian standards, and to hear them both together in a really cool way, it's almost like the best of both worlds, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've personally heard either be better than kind of collaborating together, so I hope that they get the chance to do more together.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So it's about time to wrap up this morning mixtape. Matt MacArthur here on CITR 101.9, my guest being Drew McDonald here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much for being on the show. We will make this happen as frequently as humanly possible, because it's just been so much fun today.
Well, I'm excited about it.
Excited.
Excited.
Up next is The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. You're going to love it, as usual. Bye for now. We will see you next week.